Coming up on the Texans Huddle, the Texans head into the final week of the preseason, needing to make their final cuts.
There are a lot of questions that have to get answered on Thursday.
But that doesn't mean some decisions haven't already been made. We let you know where the new starters are.
We just see things that are just, that give him a chance to be a great player.
The number four is wild on the Huddle, four as in fourth round draft choices. We sit down with the Texans' pair of fourth round picks as they prepare for their first NFL season.
I'll probably could have got away with that in college, but you know, at this level, the guys will come way faster.
It's the unofficial kickoff to the season.
I can't wait for the Texans to come out and eat with us, so I think it's going to be fun.
The Texans gather for their preseason luncheon to mingle with the fans and get everyone ready for some football. It's all on the Texans Huddle, and it starts right now.
I said, guys, listen, we're going to get back to this spot next year. And you know what? Next year, let's play this game in front of our fans.
This is Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College. HCC is the official education partner of the Houston Texans. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into Texans Huddle. Now, this setting may not scream football, but it is a sure sign that football season is upon us, the annual Houston Texans Luncheon. The players will be here, and this is their chance to mingle with some of the fans and get everyone excited for Houston Texans football. Now, on the field, the Texans are coming off a wild one in New Orleans. Let's check it all out in this week's Texans Rewind.
What's becoming clear is the scoreboard will get a workout when the Texans and Saints take the field against each other. It was supposed to be the longest outing of the preseason for the first stringers, who were supposed to play three quarters. But after a frenetic first half, the substitutions came at the start of the third quarter. The two things to take away from the third preseason game are the first team offense looks to be in midseason form, and turnovers can kill you. The Texans roared out to a 14-0 lead thanks in large part to Matt Schaub, who went 15 for 18 for 194 yards and a touchdown. That lead was gone in the blink of an eye, though, after a turnover by Trenton Holiday. That turnover was followed by a pair of Keyshawn Martin fumbles. The Texans put the ball on the ground a total of five times in New Orleans, something Gary Kubiak doesn't want to see any more of.
Obviously, the biggest problem, is some young guys turn the ball over. You know, Keyshawn's got two of them, and Trenton's got one. And I just told the team, I said, you know, just goes to show you, you can play as good as you can play. And heck, we're down 17-14. You know, we were playing about as good as we could play, and because of turnovers.
Andre Johnson got a mild scare in the game, landing hard while trying to make a catch. He did not return to the game, but is expected to be at full speed for the season opener. Quarterback T.J. Yates struggled moving the ball in the second half, and the offensive line had a hard time keeping him upright. Defensively, the Texans had difficulty containing Drew Brees, but everyone does. The Texans were able to force a turnover of their own, setting the offense up deep inside Saints territory, and Whitney Mercilus continued his assault on the opponent's backfield and recorded another sack. But a late Saints drive proved to be the difference in the game.
And joining me now, the voice of the Houston Texans and MC of this fabulous luncheon, Mark Vandermeer. This is signaling time. Football season is here.
It's an exquisite luncheon, Patty.
Exquisite.
And you know, we're in the 11th season of Texans football. This is the 10th time the Texans have done this kickoff luncheon with all the players present. And it's always fun to get everybody together before the season. But one thing is for sure. I always say our time will come. This is our time. When you talk about the Houston Texans, it's now.
It's now. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about last week. There were so many things to talk about in that Saints game. I want to put that behind us before we move forward. Let's start with some positives. Matt Schaub looked really good.
He really did. I think that's the most positive thing you bring from that football game. Matt Schaub looked like he was right back in Pro Bowl form from 2009 when he was the Pro Bowl MVP. He was sharp. He was precise. He got decent protection. When he didn't, he stepped up. He made plays. And this is what you want to see from your starting quarterback. So even though they were in a shootout kind of game, and who knows how it would have ended had the starters completed the second half, you feel good about Matt Schaub winning shootout situations for you if you happen to be in them.
One of the not so pleasant things, and Gary Kubiak very disturbed by the amount of turnovers. Obviously you can't tell me how to fix that, but how big of a deal is this?
Well, it was a big problem in this football game, you know, and Keyshawn Martin's going to play a lot, so he can't turn it over. He turned it over twice. Trindon Holliday is going to see the ball an awful lot. He muffed a punt, and he had the fumble recovery for a touchdown that Junior Gallette scored for the Saints. You cannot do that. So they know this. They're going to work on this. Thank goodness it was a preseason game, because if you deal with an offense like the Saints and give them good field position or multiple possessions, extra ones, you're going to pay the price.
Andre Johnson got the wind knocked out of him a little bit. He's fine?
Yeah, he should be fine, but, you know, it's always touchy when you see him go down, Patty, especially after what happened last year, missing 9 games. You just hope for the best. He should be ready for week 1 against Miami.
Okay, looking forward to this final preseason game, what do we expect to see? Obviously, we're not going to see a lot of the starters. T.J. Yates is going to get a little bit more time than anticipated, but what's this coaching staff looking for?
I think they're looking for precision with that second offensive group. They want to see better pass protection, better run blocking, just better execution all the way around. And Yates, had he played really well against New Orleans, I would say he would sit for sure. As you get deeper in the quarterback situation, John Beck and Case Keenum could be vying for that third job. They're both going to play big chunks of this football game. I think it's a very important game for young Keenum to show he belongs in the National Football League, and he should do well.
Time for our first break here on Texans Huddle. When we come back, the last preseason game is where the team settles its depth before the start of the season. We sit down with a pair of draft picks who will likely see plenty of action. Plus, the Texans' kicking position resolved itself, and neither Shane Graham nor Randy Bullock got the boot. We'll tell you how when the Huddle returns. Welcome back to Texans Huddle, presented by HCC. Make sure to log on to HoustonTexans.com to vote for the Texans' August Whataburger Player of the Month. Wade Smith was nominated by Chris Myers, Daryl Sharpton was recommended by Brian Cushing, and Sean Cody is up for the honor thanks to Antonio Smith. Get online and make your voice heard, because the winner and the player who nominated him will make an appearance at a Houston area Whataburger next month. So go vote and make plans to meet your Texans at Whataburger. Less than 24 hours after the final whistle sounds on Thursday night, the Texans will have to make cuts to get the roster down to 53. Cuts are never easy, and with the Texans coming off their best season in team history, they're tougher than ever.
I've got some really difficult decisions at some spots. I think safety, I think corner, quarterback, I got a tough decision to make there. You know, we're finishing up the back end of our offensive line. There are a lot of questions that have to get answered on Thursday. You know, so we're going to give them a chance to play a ton of football. Hopefully we walk in here Friday morning, we're all standing, we're all in one piece, and then we can go to work and put this team together.
One position resolved itself without needing a cut, and that is at kicker. Fifth-round pick Randy Bullock was put on the injured reserve list this week with an injured leg. That means that the job goes to Shane Graham, who took the news in stride.
It's funny, I was around a couple people when I first started hearing the news, and they asked me why wasn't I more excited. And I really don't feel like there's anything to get excited about yet, because you know, you make a lot of kicks, you miss a kick, you really try not to show your emotion because you've got one more kick ahead of you. And, you know, I still feel like I've got to continue to make kicks and continue to do well. And, you know, there's really finding out that you're the only guy in camp now that really, that wasn't my goal. My goal was to be successful in every kick I line up for. I wasn't competing against someone. I was competing to make kicks and excel on my own.
But here at the Texans team luncheon, there's no talk of cuts or anything negative. This is a chance for the players to mingle with the fans, and it looks like the fans are more excited than anyone.
Are you skipping school today for this?
Yes.
And it's only like your second day of school. You must be a pretty big fan.
Yes.
It's the unofficial, official kickoff to the season for the Texans and their fans. The Texans luncheon gives the team a chance to introduce their players to the city and fans the ability to see their heroes up close and personal.
Yeah, this is awesome. I've never been to anything like this before. I hope to meet a lot of players.
The luncheon gave fans the opportunity to break bread with the Texans and get the lowdown from the coaches on what to expect.
I will say this. If you ask me what's this team going to look like in January this year, I can't answer that question today. But I can tell you this, this team's going to be successful too.
Just a great opportunity. It's the first time I've had an opportunity to come to this. Neat platform where they're having it, and just looking forward to meeting some of the players and getting a message for this year.
Quarterback Matt Schaub.
One by one, the Texans came in, welcomed by fans as a playoff team for the first time. Of course, that accomplishment has given their followers a new level of excitement and expectation.
I'm really excited, actually. I don't want to jinx anything, you know, but hopefully repeat the playoffs and then maybe hopefully a little bit further than that.
I think we're going to get a Super Bowl. I think we're going to be Super Bowl champions.
A lot to ask? Definitely. But Mom wouldn't have let him be sick today for anything less.
Still to come on the Texans huddle, he's one of the most electrifying players on the roster during training camp. We sit down with receiver Keyshawn Martin to find out what keeps him going and how far he went to emulate his favorite player growing up.
Texans Huddle is brought to you in part by Verizon, America's fastest 4G network. By the Memorial Hermann Ironman Sports Medicine Institute, bringing elite care to all athletes. And by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off from the Texas Lottery today. Maybe it's your lucky day.
It's safer and cheaper than going all the way to Pamplona. Join the Texans for the Running of the Bulls 5K walk and run on Sunday, September 23rd at Reliant Park. In addition to the 5K run, there'll also be Toro's Kids 1K for children 12 and under. Both races will include a dash through the inflatable bowl and finish on the Reliant Stadium floor. The race starts up at 8 o'clock. Be sure to go to HoustonTexans.com and sign up today. And welcome back to Texans Huddle, presented by HCC. Well, it was no secret this offseason that the Houston Texans were looking for a little help at the wide receiver position. Well, thanks in part to the drafting of fourth-round pick Keyshawn Martin, some of those questions have been put to rest. Our Bart Ennis had a chance to catch up with the former Michigan State Spartan and talk about his transition from college star to NFL receiver.
All right, Patty, thank you very much. Keyshawn Martin joining me now after a up-and-down performance against the Saints. Let's start with the up, your first professional touchdown. Talk about what that does for you confidence-wise and just how you feel like you're playing coming out of that game.
I mean, definitely confidence-wise, you know, it just builds my confidence even more, you know, just to, you know, be in the game with the ones and get a touchdown like that. You know, we go up 14-0 with that touchdown. So, I mean, it's very important to just have those catches, you know, have those plays that boost confidence.
And that got you playing in the slot, and I've noticed that you seem to be one of those guys that you have a knack for finding that open space in the middle of the field. Mm-hmm. And for Matt Schaub and this offense, that's critical that you guys get out there in the preseason and he develops that confidence that, that you're going to be there in that situation.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's just, you know, a feeling thing, just finding holes in defense, especially, you know, when they're in zone. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's just something that, you know, I've been able to do since college. So I'm just trying to continue to do it and try to, you know, keep having my teammates build more confidence in me.
Okay, now they're also looking for your yards after the catch from you. You're a guy that can run with the ball under your arm. A couple of fumbles against the Saints, though. Mm-hmm. What did you see on tape that you want to correct, and what have the coaches said to you about that?
I mean, well, the first fumble I had, you know, I was just trying to make a play. Mm-hmm. You know, I broke a tackle. I was trying to get back outside, had the ball loose, and that's just something I can't do, especially in the NFL. Mm-hmm. You know, I probably could have got away with that in college, but, you know, at this level, the guys will come in way faster. So, I mean, this is something I got to, you know, focus more on just protecting the ball.
Yeah, that's something that I look back a couple of years and I recall a guy named D'Amico Ryans telling us his rookie year that it just takes a while for you to adjust to the intensity of the collisions at this level.
Yeah.
And things like ball security, that can really become an issue when you have to get used to getting hit by bigger, faster guys, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just got to be ready. You know, you just got to hold the ball high and tight, you know, and just cover it up and just, you know, just, I mean, whatever happens after that happens, but just do your best to cover it up.
How about moving forward? I mentioned the chemistry you developed with Matt already on the field. Mm-hmm. And going into the season, what are some of the veterans guys like Andre Johnson, Kevin Walter, how much have they helped you get ready, you know, as we get closer to that season opener against Miami?
I mean, definitely. I mean, they helped me a lot, you know, during training camp, you know, just, you know, telling me to keep doing what I'm doing and just keep it up. Matt, you know, after I had the two fumbles, you know, he came to me on the sideline, gave me some words of encouragement, you know, that really helped me out a little bit and just to forget about the fumbles.
Yeah, got
to
put those aside.
Yeah.
All right, let's play a little first and 10. You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Help the fans get to know Keyshawn Martin a little bit. Let's talk about your favorite player growing up. Who was it?
My favorite player growing up was Michael Vick. Yeah, like when I was in Little League, I played quarterback, you know, had number 7, had the visor, everything, just like Michael Vick, the cleats and everything. So that's my favorite.
Well, that's a good one. That's a good one. All right, you played in a lot of tough environments in college at Michigan State, like Michigan, Ohio State, and to name a few. What was the toughest place to play?
Man, it's a tough one. I would have to say probably Michigan. You know, it was just a rivalry game. You know, it was just biggest stadium I ever been in. Mm-hmm. I mean, talking about capacity-wise. And, you know, it's just a rivalry game. You know, everything's on the line. You want to win that game, you know. So, I mean, that's probably one of the toughest places to play. But it's been good for us. You know, we haven't lost to them in 4 years.
Yeah.
So I hope they can continue that.
Yeah, loud, and the fans are right on top of you, aren't they?
Definitely.
All right, let's talk about draft day. How'd you celebrate draft day?
Well, I was just with my parents, you know, family, you know, we had food, you know, a couple drinks, and just had a little fun.
All right, our fourth question on 4th and 10, your touchdown ball from the New Orleans game the other day, your first professional touchdown.
Yeah.
Where is it? What are you going to do with it?
Well, I don't have it, actually.
You didn't get it?
No, I didn't keep it. It was just adrenaline rush, and I just threw it on the ground and celebrated with my team.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
hopefully. But it's just the preseason,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, it should be more touchdowns to come.
Hopefully, there are going to be a lot more to come your way.
Definitely.
Keyshawn Martin, thanks for being with us, pal.
Thank you, no problem.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Time for our next break here on Texans Huddle. When we come back, he's the newest addition to the Texans defensive line. We catch up with the team's other fourth-round pick when the Huddle returns.
First and 10 was presented by Houston Community College. HCC is the official education partner of the Houston Texans.
One other spot that the Texans named their starter was at right tackle, where the team named second-year player Derek Newton to be the starter over Rashad Butler. Newton won the job over the course of training camp, and Gary Kubiak had trouble containing his excitement on how good he thinks Newton can be.
We have no idea what that ceiling is, you know. I mean, we just feel like we watch him play each week, Nick, and we just see things that are just that give him a chance to be a great player, you know, not just a good player. And, you know, we've got to get it consistent and those type of things. But if that was the case, he'd already been there, you know what I mean? So it just comes a point where you say, hey, we're going to work him through this stuff, and he's the best guy for us, and I really like his commitment to what we're doing. And, you know, I think he's ready to go do it. So, but he's got to hold his end of the bargain up.
Now, the defensive line for the Texans was set, so when they drafted fourth-round pick Jared Crick out of Nebraska, there were no expectations that he would start. 1 year removed from a injury-ridden senior season at Nebraska, however, he's learned a lot, he's shown some flashes, and our Bart Ennis had a chance to catch up with him.
Thank you, Patty. Jared Crick trying to battle and make this team. I like your chances after the way you played the other night against New Orleans, though. Describe how you thought you did once you watched the tape.
After watching the tape, you know, I did a couple good things. I need a lot. You know, I got a lot of ways to go before, you know, I'm the player that I want to be. And, you know, just after watching the film, you got to go out, you know, today and then throughout this whole week up to Thursday and just got to, you know, polish my game and get a lot better. So that's my plan right now, and hopefully I can do that.
It's a tough time of year because you're trying to solidify your place on this team and make the roster, of course. But you also get to see a lot of guys you've been going to battle with every day and working with. All of a sudden, they're leaving. It's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a lot different. Like you said, guys that you know you hang out with, you talk with every day, and then all of a sudden they're gone. Mm-hmm. But that's the nature of this business, and we got to come to understand that. And you know, as long as you're doing your part, that's all you can do. So that's my focus right now.
We talked to you a couple of weeks ago at the middle of OTAs. And you admitted that your head was swimming a little bit because of all the stuff you had to learn and do and everything else. How far have you come in the month and a half since we talked to you last?
I think I've progressed very well as far as getting the defense down, all the mental game of football. I think I've did a pretty good job of that. Still trying to adjust to the physical game of football. Like I said, NFL is it's a different level. It's a different kind of speed, so it takes a little bit to adjust to it. But overall, I see myself getting better every day at every little thing. So as long as I can do that, hopefully I become the player I want to be.
After your senior year in college was cut short because of injuries, you missed a lot of time, didn't play football for a long time, and then you're thrown back into it at the NFL level. How difficult was it for you to sort of get back into the physical part of the game after missing a year?
It was tough. Coming in through OTAs and in the training camp, there was practices. That was the first time, like you said, I had played football in 7 to 8 months. So, and especially in that first game since October, the first week of October last year, having, my first game be against, the 49ers, it was a different experience just being, away from an actual football game for that long. It was tough. But like I said, as long as I keep taking the approach that I am, just trying to get better every day, the games will come, the speed will come, and I'll adjust well. So right now I just got to take all the coaching I can, learn from the older guys, and just do whatever I have to do.
Minnesota coming up, the game in which you guys, the backups, are likely to get the most playing time. What do you want to get out of that game against the Vikings?
I just want to come out of that game, obviously, with a win. That's important to us. And also for individually, I just want to improve. I just want to show the coaches that, I'm improving week to week, and that I can help this team out and, deserve a roster spot. So I just got to go out and just give it my all and hopefully, play well enough to have a spot on the roster at the end of the week.
Well, one thing you know about this coaching staff with Wade Phillips and Gary Kubiak, they believe in rotation-type plays. I mean, if you prove yourself worthy, you're going to get rep games during the regular season, and that's got to be something. There's a carrot there that you can work toward.
Oh, definitely. That's why we play this game, to get in there on the field. And no one wants to sit on the sideline, throughout their career. So, yeah, I mean, as long as I go out there and prove that I can contribute to this defense, I think if I should make the team, playing time will be there. So, but I got to go out and prove it first. I got to go out there and contribute not only this week, but if I should make the team into the future.
All right, Vikings game, a big one for Jared Crick. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate
it. No problem. Thanks for having me.
Patty, back to you.
Time for a final break here on Texans Huddle. When we come back, the tight ends are looking good again thanks to a big performance last week. We'll show you the latest player to step up at the end of the line. When Joel Dreesen left, there was some worry about the tight end position. But if Saturday was any indication, it's in good hands thanks to the emergence of Garrett Graham, who had 4 catches for 97 yards and supplied plenty of confidence that he can handle the job.
It means a lot. Just for my confidence personally, and then to, try and prove myself to the coaches and team. It was fun out there. Had a great time playing the other night. We're working hard, we definitely have a tight end friendly offense, that's for sure, especially when we get 3 tight ends going in there. So, I don't know if you want to call it Kubiak's offense or, us getting open making plays, but whatever it is, it's working. So.
Well, that's going to do it for Texans Huddle this week from the team luncheon. Next week, we'll be back at the usual time at the usual spot preparing for the season opener against the Miami Dolphins. Until then, have a great weekend.